The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is a Friday afternoon on Bob Burney Live, and that means phone lines are open. They were actually down for a couple of days, but they're up and running again. And I'd love to talk to you about whatever is on your mind, whatever is on your heart. Give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. Got an update on a court case out in California that hopefully will set a precedent for the rest of the country. It's an important court case. However, before I get to that, I was just giving you the number to get on the air with me. There is another number I want you to be familiar with today, and that's the number at Trans World Radio. Let me set this for you really quick, and then I'm going to move on. We are in the middle of a campaign to send 156 radios to Africa. These are wind-up radios. They've got a generator built in. It's got a crank on the back. You don't need electricity. You don't need batteries. You can use them anywhere you can get a radio signal. Transworld Radio is broadcasting all over Africa. And we are attempting to send 156 radios. I began talking to you about it just yesterday. The radios are $50 a piece. That means the total, $7,800. Well, we are currently at $6,875. We're $925 away from our goal. Yesterday, when I began the program, we needed $7,800. We are now less than $1,000 away from our goal. And I am asking you, if you have not participated, provide a radio or two or a 10 or a dozen. They're $50 a piece. And it's so easy to give. 888-988-5656. So many of you gave yesterday. You were so incredibly generous. And now we can see the goal. $925. Could at least five of you take $100? That'd be two radios. Could at least five of you provide two radios, $100, and then we'll go from there. Maybe somebody could give $500. Maybe two people could give $500, and, well, we'd be almost $100 over our goal. Would you please pray about it, pick up your phone, and dial 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. We are so close. Or you can go to thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. And just click on the Trans World Radio banner. All right. It's open phones. And my goodness, that's a pleasant surprise. Chris Long, the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance, is on the line. Chris, welcome to the program. How are you today? Well, we lost Chris. I have no idea what happened. I hope he'll call back. But we also have Paul in Grove City. Hey, Paul, how are you today?
Bob, buddy, and, well, I'm not in Grove City. I did what you told me to do, Bob. I've been spending the week at the Virginia Beach, and I didn't suffer any Bob Burney Live deprivation.
Wait a minute. You didn't go through any withdrawal?
I didn't go any withdrawal, Bob. I don't know. Maybe I just don't have the same appetite for your program or something.
I'm glad you got away. So you're still in Myrtle Beach? Virginia Beach.
Yeah. Okay. It was just great to see people down there enjoying it like me with no mask. And, there were some people down there, but the thing that amazed me was the flyovers from the military bases.
Wow.
Whatever that was all about. I forgot to ask before I left to see if that was unusual, that there seemed to be a lot of that. But anyway, real quick, I noticed it's two questions real quick. Sean Hannity, lately he's been really banging on Biden, and especially in light of this CNN town hall thing that Biden did. And Biden, again, he's messed up, you know, with answering the questions, Bob. And I'm thinking to myself, if his whole thing is to maybe get Biden out of there, it's like who we have waiting in the wings. And that's the one question. The other question is, what's your thoughts on what the heck is going on the West Coast with all the looting and the riotousness and all the other craziness?
Let me answer them quickly. Sometime in the program, I have the audio of the very confusing time that our president had in that town hall. And it's very frightening and very concerning. And I'll play it sometime in the program. I mean, really, it's nothing to make fun of. But I don't think he's in charge anyway, Paul. I really don't.
Yeah.
I think he's a figurehead. I think he's a puppet. And other people are pulling the strings. On what's happening on the left coast, it's just the result of leftist policies. I mean, when you pass a law that says you won't be prosecuted unless you steal more than $950, what do you expect?
Yeah.
And exactly what is happening is what a reasonable person would expect, but the liberal left is not reasonable. So we shouldn't be surprised at all, and just hopefully the people of California will finally wake up. Hey, Paul, listen, you continue to enjoy your vacation, all right?
All right, Bob.
We'll talk to you when you get back. Drive safe.
All right,
God bless.
All you
right.
Okay.
And we have Chris Long back, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Chris, I don't know what happened, but we lost you a minute ago.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear, Bob, but my cell service went out because we're out driving around delivering voter guides this afternoon.
Good for you.
In the 15th district, yeah. Well, listen, we want to let everybody know, of course, they've heard some commercials and ads about this. I know you've talked about the August 3rd primary for the 15th congressional district. Now, that's an open seat, and the people in the 15th don't currently have representation because Congressman Stivers left early, and he left the seat open. There's actually two primaries. There's the two congressional seats are up for the special primary, the 11th district that's up in the Cleveland area, and then also, of course, the 15th congressional district. We do have a voter guide available for the 15th congressional district. It's available on our website at ohioca.org. Now, of the 11 candidates, Republican candidates running, we had four that filled out the 7-page survey of the Ohio Christian Alliance. This is our congressional survey. And why is that important? Well, listen, that's a congressional survey. I mean, I'm told that other surveys are much longer when you're running for Congress, and I remember running for office once and filling out the surveys. I chose to fill out some, others I did not. Obviously, when NARAL sent me a survey, it went in the circular file. But when the Ohio Right to Life or other pro-life groups or Second Amendment groups submitted surveys, I filled them out. So all the candidates got the survey, and we sent it to, in fact, one candidate said, "You guys were great. I got it both in physical mail, in an email, and then you texted me several times letting me know about the deadline." She said, "You were fantastic." So we appreciate that feedback. So we know that every candidate got it. Only four of the 11 responded. That's Mike Carey, Thad Kuppenrider, Ruth Edmonds and Ron Hood. Well, they're going to let you know where they stand on critical race theory being taught in the Ohio classroom, where they stand on allowing biological males to compete in women's sports, or giving amnesty to illegal immigrants to the United States, or defunding Planned Parenthood. All that information is available at our website at ohioca.org. And again, it's August 3rd. People need to get out. I know they're distracted. They're on vacation and people aren't paying attention, but whoever wins this primary is probably going to represent you in Congress, so you want to pay attention.
Well, and we have a boatload of listeners in the 15th District. So, Chris, you are providing a wonderful service, as you always do. Give us the website again where people can access your voter's guide for this important primary coming up.
Again, you can just search Ohio Christian Alliance or go to ohioca.org.
All right, Chris, be safe driving out there passing out those voter guides, and thank you for all you do for all of us here in Ohio. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and I've got an update on our Trans World Radio campaign, and we are now less than $900 from our goal. I'll give you an update when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I couldn't wait to get back on the air because I've got another update from Trans World Radio. I've got some people to thank. I want to thank Theodore and Davey and Chad and Robert and Chris, who just in the last few minutes either called 888-988-5656 or went to thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Trans World Radio banner, and because of their generosity, we are now at $7,375, which means we are $425 away from our goal. Our goal is $7,800, 156 radios. Each one of these crank up radios that can be used basically anywhere on the planet. You don't need electricity. You don't need batteries. All you need is a radio signal. And there are a few places on this planet where you cannot pick up a Trans World Radio signal. We're talking about Africa. Yesterday, I talked a lot about Malawi simply because I'm more familiar with it. And they have several transmitters. They have just about blanketed the country of Malawi. And you folks are getting us closer and closer and closer to our goal. We are $425 away. Now, let me do the math. I should be able to do this in my head, but let's see. Hang on. 73, 75, 50. That means right now, you have provided 147 and a half radios. Our goal is 156. We're at 147 and a half. Our goal, 56. We're $425 away from our goal. That's it. Now, again, I hope we go way, 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 way over the goal. I do. I hope we do. But we've got to reach our goal, and we are so close. Could you help? Every radio is $50. 888-988-5656, or go online to thewordcolumbus.com. If you're writing it down, let me give you the number one more time. 888-988-5656. Could somebody go ahead and give $425? Then we'd be at goal, and the rest, whoa, we would just praise God. All right, an update out of California. Back in 2017, California passed a law that was called the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents Bill of Rights. Yeah. The Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents Bill of Rights, which meant if you were a care worker in any nursing home, long-term care facility in California, you were required by law to call a man her if the man said that he was a she, or vice versa. Or you could be thrown in jail. Can you imagine a law requiring you to call a person a certain pronoun, or you could be thrown in jail? Ludicrous. Unconstitutional. Well, the California Court of Appeals agrees. A three-judge panel of the California Court of Appeals unanimously struck down the law. Unanimously. The court said, we recognize that misgendering may be disrespectful, discourteous, and insulting, and used as an inartful way to express an ideological disagreement with another person's expressed gender identity. But the First Amendment does not protect only speech that inoffensively and artfully articulates a person's point of view. At the very least, willful refusal to refer to transgender persons by their preferred pronouns conveys general disagreement with the concept that a person's gender identity may be different from the sex the person was assigned at birth. We conclude the pronoun provision, whether enforced through criminal or civil penalties, is over-inclusive in that it restricts more speech than is necessary to achieve the government's compelling interest in eliminating discrimination, including harassment, on the basis of sex. It has been overturned, ruled unconstitutional. Yeah. Here's what the law said. It criminalized even, and I'm quoting, criminalized even occasional, isolated, offhand instances of willful misgendering. In other words, even if it was a slip of the tongue, you didn't really mean it, it was offhanded. If you misgendered someone, you could be thrown in jail. Well, the California Court of Appeals says, no, unanimously, that's unconstitutional. All right, folks, during the break, call Trans World Radio, 888-988-5656.